It is that time to check in with that guy on the Wendy's Big Show who covers the Packers for the Green Bay Press Gazette, PackersNews.com.
And, let me guess, is Ryan Wood?
It's Ryan Wood. Woody, how you doing this afternoon, my friend?
Doing well. How are you?
Doing well. We were just talking about, did you read Andrew Brandt's piece about Mike McCarthy at SI.com that went up yesterday?
I did not, but okay. I will now.
And as I'm sure you would assume, Ryan, it was a fine piece because that's really all Andrew Brandt does. But he has a couple of paragraphs in there when he talks about how attractive the Packers head coaching position might be. And he said there is no working environment in the NFL, indeed in all of professional sports, that puts coaches in a better position to succeed than in Green Bay. I have seen it up close and personal. Do you think that a lot of people or the majority of people in the NFL world look at the Packers head coaching job and working for the Green Bay Packers in that positive a light?
I'm going to read the article. Did he mention anything about the new structure? Because my first question would be, that's an old structure.
That's the point that I made, Ryan. So let me read you the next paragraph because that's the part that I told Leroy. I don't know if that's necessarily the case anymore. I think Andrew Brandt is talking about when he worked there. He says, working for the Packers was working for a public trust with limited, if any, interference. There is no owner to demand a certain player be drafted or played over another to divert resources away from the team to meddle or to steal the spotlight, to create division, or have employees call him Mister. He says, I was trusted to do my job without interference in making decisions for the present and future health of the team.
Yeah, no, that's definitely the old structure. There is an owner to meddle now. His name is Mark Murphy. And Mark Murphy comes from a football background, so he is much more qualified on a football sense than many of the owners in the league who cannot play in the league. Mark Murphy knows about football, but the fact is he came up through the business side of things. He has never scouted. He has never evaluated personnel, coaches, players at an NFL level like Brian Gutekunst has, like Ted Thompson did, the way that you go back, obviously Ron Wolf did. So that it's a different structure now. That's my thing is, and my concern with how the structure is now is just that, one, it goes away from what has worked for over two decades, going on three decades. But even bigger than that, Ron Wolf has a gold jacket. I mean, the guy knows how to run a football operation. And if someone of Ron Wolk's ilk says it has to be this way or else he said over and over, he wouldn't have taken the job here if he wasn't completely in control of football. If a Hall of Famer says that, it's probably best to go ahead and do it that way. I get, Mark Murphy talked about the silos of communication and how things, broke down in the past. I think it's fair to, with the Packers especially, that there's a thought that they were delayed in making the change at GM, that maybe it should have happened a year or two before it did with Ted Thompson, and that having Mark Murphy in place to be the communicator-in-chief of the organization eliminates some of that stuff. But Brian Gutekunst is the one who has evaluated personnel and talent at an NFL level, not Mark Murphy. And because of that, I think it certainly makes a lot more sense for Brian Gutekunst to be making the call for the new head coach.
Yeah, I would disagree slightly, Ryan, and we still brothers. I mean, we can agree, disagree. I just like when a guy, that's the old way of doing things. I don't have a mind with Jerry Jones doing it, but he was the disclaimer. He is the GM too, so he can do both. But we know, sometimes these teams are meddling in. He'll let you do it if everything's going fine, but then he'll come down and change things and get all out of whack. Here's Mark Murphy saying, listen, if things go wrong from here on out, you can blame me and you can fire me. Don't go after my GM. Go after me if this coach don't work. I don't have no problem with that, but I don't want to stick on that. That's kind of yesterday's news in a way. I want to talk about these Bears, man, because I'm going to tell you something. Aaron Rodgers and Cobb, they always kill the Bears, okay? So I know people looking at what the Bears did to the Rams, but I think the new coach bump and the way Aaron Rodgers is playing, they got to carry that into Chicago. But my question is, Do you think they'll go down there and establish a run, or do you think they'll stay with just trying to throw it at least 35 times?
It's a really good question. I mean, you look what this defense just did in the same stadium against the best offense in the league. Jared Goff had four interceptions, and they shut out Todd Gurley. So it's almost you're screwed if you do, you're screwed if you don't type situation from an offensive standpoint. I do think Aaron Rodgers is going to play better than Jared Goff did. Aaron Rodgers is not throwing four interceptions in a game.
No.
But they've got to get the ground game going. It balances the way that you beat a great defense. And if they can get Aaron Jones going and get their play action going based off that, it's going to be, I think the other big question is, what kind of passing game do they have in terms of, is it the quick passing game that we saw?
Oh, that's a good
not just last week, but in the second half against the Bears and the comeback, it was out of necessity because Aaron Rodgers was on one leg and the defensive front was really taken to the Packers offensive line in the first half. But if you remember, they had the quick passing game and then it kind of disappeared for a couple months.
Yep.
Then we saw it last week. So is it the quick passing game, or is it more of what we've seen for the bulk of the season where he's holding on the ball too long and trying to extend plays and just nothing open downfield? I think that's a big question going on this week.
Because if you look at it, it was two guys, really, that's always had good games. Here late, it was Ty Montgomery. He had two good games against these guys. And then you look at, Brett Hundley went there and beat these guys. So, and we talked to Lawrence Holmes, a good friend of ours. Where is he from again?
670 The Score down in Chicago.
Yeah, I want to give them their props. And he says that no matter what people say, they're scared of number 12 because he's done it before. So with that in the pocket of the Packers, we had one of our favorite callers up, Carl. He seemed to think that they're going to beat these guys in a low-scoring game, and he's picking the Packers, no shocker, that the Packers could go up there and win a low-scoring game. Now, I seem to think that they got to make it a high-scoring game to beat them. If it's a low-scoring game, then I think the Bears have a good chance of winning.
Yeah, I mean, if it's a low-scoring game, that means that the Packers' offense isn't really doing much with Aaron Rodgers.
Right.
Usually when they win, they are. So I can get that reasoning. Look, I'd be scared to death of Aaron Rodgers, too, if I, in my first game of the meeting of the season, saw him erase a 20-point deficit in the second half on one leg. I mean, it's pretty good. So, I mean, yeah, I get it. It's just, if you watch the film of Sunday night and what they did to the Rams, the Packers have seen the Rams. They know what the Rams can do. That was just extremely dominant. It was dominant plus. So, holding the Rams to 6 field goals, I mean, obviously I think that the Packers with Rodgers, like I said, not going to have as many giveaways. If Joe Philbin explained it like this today, I thought it was really interesting. It's strength on strength. And the Packers are historically with Rodgers one of the best teams in the league of eliminating giveaways. And the Bears this year are blowing out everyone in takeaways. They have 34 takeaways. I think second is like Cleveland with 28. So that's been their strength, and the strength of the Packers' offense is not doing that. So something's got to give there, but even still, finishing drives, which we saw last week for the Packers' offense, haven't seen it most of the year, not just being able to get yards, but converting those yards into points, that's going to be a must, and it's going to be awfully hard to do in Chicago.
That is Ryan Wood, our Green Bay football insider. Find his work inside the Green Bay Press Gazette, PackersNews.com, and he's on Twitter at @ByRyanWood. And we'll get your prediction for Packers and Bears when you join us again on Friday. Woody, always appreciate it, my friend.
All right. Take care.
And he joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Start your renovation journey with a simple and convenient pre-approval process from Great Midwest Bank, dedicated to providing perfectly personalized home loans to those right here in our communities since 1935.